Today will be lesson number 35 in our study of Mishnayos Trumos. We are up to chapter 8, Mishnayos 8 and 9. That is Perek Ches, Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Chovis Shel Trumo. If a person has a barrel, for example, of wine, which is Trumo, and as we learned, there's a great difference between Truma Tahora and Truma Tameya. Truma Tahora may be eaten by the Kohen. He may drink it. In the case of Shemen, of oil, olive oil, he may use it as an ointment, as a massage oil. If the Truma, however, is Tameya, it has come into contact. After it's been moistened, it's become come into contact with a source of tumah, a dead sheretz, a dead body, a person who touched a dead body, a woman who's a nida, etc. That tumah becomes tumeya and can no longer be eaten even by the kohen. In the case of oil, shemen, which has become tumeh, the kohen can use it, as we will study, as fuel, for a fire, for light, for heat, cooking, but can't eat it. Suppose you have a chovis shel truma, and let's suppose that this chovis, this barrel, is of yayin shel truma, wine. Shenolad bo sefek tumo. That it's questionable, has it become tome or not? Classical case. A person has two barrels of wine in the private domain, let's say in his cellar, and a sheretz, a dead sheretz, has come into contact with one of these two barrels, and we don't know which one. So each of these barrels is now maybe tome, maybe tohor. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im hoyso munachas bimkom turpo yanichena b'mokom hamutzna. If this barrel was in a place which is open and unprotected and vulnerable to more definite tumo, then yanichena b'mokom hamutzna. He must put it in a more protected place, in a hidden place, in a safe place, guarding it from definite tumo. The opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is based upon his belief that a person must always be careful to guard the truma that he has, lest it become tome. And this is true, says Rabbi Eliezer, even if something is only sofek tuma, possibly tome, still you have to guard it against becoming vadai tome. So therefore, if this barrel is in a mokom turpa, in an open space, vulnerable to tuma, you have to put it in a protected place. V'im hoiso megulo, if the barrel of wine is uncovered, and we have been studying that uncovered liquids are vulnerable to snakes, reptiles who inject poison into it, so yichaseno, he must be careful to cover up the barrel, to protect it from these snakes and from this poison. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua, however, holds something quite different. He says that since this particular chovis is sveik tumo, it's possibly tome, 50-50 chance, maybe tome, maybe tor, the best thing to do is to put it in a situation where it will become definitely tome, or definitely osur for some other reason. And then you've got no problem anymore. Not to actually go and directly make it tome, that wouldn't be proper because it might be tohor and you're directly causing it to become tome. But indirectly, why not put it in a situation where it becomes vadai tumo or also for some other reason, and then no problem. It's tome and you treat it as such. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, im hoiso munachas bimoko mutzno. If it was in a protected area where it was not likely to become vadai tome, Yanichena b'makom turpa. Put it in some open place where it's vulnerable to tumah, and let it become tumah v'adai. Let it become definitely tumah, and then you can burn it. Because truma tahora cannot be burnt, cannot be destroyed. Safek tumah, it's a safek, are you allowed to destroy it or not? Misafek, safek doraisa luchumi, you would not be allowed to destroy it, to burn it. However, if it's vadai tumah, and when you leave it in this mokom turpa, it will become almost definitely vadai tumah, then you'll have no problem. Once it becomes vadai tumah, you can destroy it, burn it, eliminate it, whatever. V'im hoiso mechusa, if this barrel was covered, had a lid upon it, protecting it from snakes and poison, and therefore becoming osur because of the medical danger, the health risks involved in drinking it, yigalena, open it up, so it will be exposed to these this poison, and then it will become osur, will become prohibited to eat, drink, because of the giloy, because it has been exposed to poisonous snakes, and then one can just throw it down the tubes, throw it down the sewer, whatever. This is the opinion, Rabbi Eliezer, Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says even Sofek Tumah has to be protected against Vadai Tumah. Rabbi Yeshua says quite the contrary. It's wise to expose Sofek Tumah to Vadai Tumah. However, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Al Yechadesh Badavar, leave it alone. Have Sofek Tumah, leave it as it is, and let it remain in the status of Sofek Tumah, meaning he has the middle of the road opinion. Leave it as it is, because one should not in any way, even indirectly, cause Tumah to Tumah which might be Tohor. On the other hand, he does not require, as Rebbe Eliezer does, that it be protected with extra protection and put into some safe place. This is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, and the halacha follows him. Continuing now, in Mishneh Tes. Mishneh Tes is a Mishnah which appears various places in Shas, and therefore many of you may be familiar with it. The situation is such. In the production of wine, certainly in ancient times, the times of the Mishnah, the wine was pressed in a tub known as a gas, gimel sof. Then, after it was pressed into that first tub or basin, the wine would flow down a slope into a lower gas, a lower basin or tub. Suppose, in this situation, you have an upper gas and a lower gas. And the upper gas has wine is being pressed there, and a barrel of wine, shel truma, has broken, and the wine is now leaking out of the barrel. Chovis she nishpero bagaso elyona, a barrel which has become broken in the upper gas, over on the top of the slope. If the wine flows down to the bottom, is a problem. That wine, the wine in the upper gas at this point is truma tahora. Vahatachtona, in the lower gas, temeya, you have wine which is chulin and tome. Now the wine in the lower gas, being chulin temeyim, might be tome, but it's still usable by any person during the period of time when he's tome. He can eat chulin temeyim. There are individuals, most individuals, who are not nizhor in eating chulin b'tahara, and they conduct themselves eating chulin b'tuma. All of us today eat our chulin b'tuma. So the problem here is, if the wine in the upper gas, which is truma, will be allowed to flow down to the lower gas, then the lower gas will now be mixed with truma, and it's tome, it will become miduma tome. Miduma tome, truma mixed with chulin, which is tome, can't be used by anyone. It can't be used by a kohen because he can't use truma tome. We assume here that the chulin wine in the lower gas is not sufficient to outweigh the Truma Tahora 100 to 1. There's less than 100 of Chulin Tameim than there is Truma Tahora. And now the whole thing becomes Meduma Tomei. Meduma Tomei is also to a Kohen because it's Tomei. It's also to a Zor because it is Meduma. Truma is mixed in there. So what do you do? So here, we are coming now to a basic machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer, who as we see is machmir in these inyonim, is stricter. And Rabbi Yehoshua, who in general is mekel, who is lenient in these matters. However, in this particular situation, the Mishnah teaches us, Mode Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, both Rabbi Eliezer the stricter and Rabbi Yehoshua the more lenient, both agree, She'im yochol lahatzil mimeno raviyis betaharo yatzil. As the wine is leaking from the chovis in the upper gas, one has various options. One can try to quickly take some vessels and catch the wine before it drops to the lower gas. However, suppose the vessels immediately available are temeim, and if the wine will fall to those vessels, the wine, the Truma Tahor, would become Tomei. So if you would use the immediately available Kelim Temeim, Tomei utensils, to catch that wine, you will be making Truma Tahora Tomei, and that you're not allowed to do. It's also Ligrom Tuma, also to cause Tuma to come about to Truma Tahora. So, therefore, if you can possibly go quickly and find somewhere a keli, a vessel, a utensil, which is tahora, even though it's a small vessel which can only contain a revius, but it can contain that amount of liquid known as a revius, which is in itself something choshuv, and I have something to use for arbakosos, for kiddush, for whatever. So if you can do that, do that. Even though this will mean that by the time you go out and find this utensil, which is tohor, much of the yayin shel truma in the upper gas will descend to the lower gas where there's chulin temeim, and all the wine in the gas hatachtona, the lower gas, will become also, because it's meduma tomei, to a kohen and to a zor. Nevertheless, since you'll be able to save at least some of the wine, bitahara, in its pure state, so therefore we try to do that, and we do not directly use kelim temeim, tome vessels, to catch the wine that can be caught. However, v'yim lav, suppose nowhere is there available in the immediate vicinity vessels which are tohor. The only thing you have to catch the wine from the upper gas are vessels which are temeim. Rabbi Eliezer, the stricter one, says, Tered v'si tamei, too bad. You've got to let the wine flow into the lower gas and become tamei memela, come tamei in by itself through no intervention on your part, rather than use kelim temeim to catch that yayin shel truma and directly, actively cause tumor to occur to the yayin shel truma tohora. Va'al yitamena biyodov. Let nature take its course, so to speak. Let the yayin shel truma flow down as it will naturally into the chulin temeim and become tomei. But do not, al yitamena biyodov, do not directly, actively catch that wine in a keli that is tomei, or with your hands, because Stam Yodayim are also Tumeos, in order to save the Chulin in the lower Gas. This is the opinion, the stricter opinion, of Rabbi Eliezer. As we will see, Mirza Hashem tomorrow, in Mishnah Yud Aleph, in Mishnah 11, Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees and takes the lenient position, which is, since this Truma is going to become Tomei anyway, once it falls down the slope into the lower gas, so therefore, you are allowed to be metame this truma actively and catch the wine in Kalim Temeim in order to avoid the loss of the lower gas of Chulin Temeim. And the halacha, as we will see, will be, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the more lenient view. But in this Mishnah, today's Mishnah test, the Mishnah only mentions Rabbi Eliezer's view, which is strict, never actively cause Tumah to Truma Tahora, even if the Truma Tahora in question will, in a few moments, become Tomei anyway. Doesn't matter. Let nature take its course, but you don't commit the sin of causing Tumah directly to occur to Truma Tahora. And so we have learned Mishnah Tess, which ends lesson number 35.